to ourselves. No. We make up stories. The chosen one. The hero with a thousand lives. It's all dreams.
No.
We live and breathe and die on our ship. This is our destiny. It is also our destiny to fight.
No.
We are the Warriors Dreaming. And we shall give our humans the mother of all troubles.
No. This is madness. We must trust Johnny. It's madness. We must trust Johnny.
We present Only You Can Save Mankind by Terry Pratchett. Adapted for radio in three parts by Bob Heskett, with Janet Dale as the captain and Michael Angelis as the gunnery officer, and introducing Tim Smith as Johnny. Only You Can Save Mankind. Part 3. The Mother of All Battles.
No one's all right who looked like that. There's blood all over.
Yuck! But did Max all right? Is he?
Well, he was sick all over Arnold Schwarzenegger.
What?
He was sucky all over Arnold Schwarzenegger on his T-shirt.
Was it gruesome?
What do you think? The car was a write-off.
Why did they steal it?
I don't know. I didn't ask them.
And now you can't.
No.
Are you going to be in school tomorrow?
I think so.
Are you over the flu?
Not really. It's just quieter at school.
Taking charge now.
But if we sell the car
and everything else, and tomorrow we both go down the job centre.
Oh, 20 years down the pan.
It's not my fault.
No, it's mine.
Oh, don't cry. Please don't cry.
Calling the human ship. Calling the human ship.
Who are you?
I am the new captain. These are my instructions.
What happened to the old captain?
She is under arrest.
Arrest? What for? What did she do?
She did nothing. Listen to me. You have 60 seconds to get beyond range of our guns. After that, you will be fired upon with extreme force.
Hang on.
The count has started.
But...
End of communication. Retreat or die, human.
What are they doing? They'll be heading back into game space. They'll be on people's screen soon. Yeah, out there on the edge of the screen. Green dot watching. I know those tactics. Come in, human starship. Kylie, Crystal, Catherine. Oh, whatever, come in.
It's Kirsty, actually.
Don't fire.
Who are you?
Don't fire first. Promise. I hate dying, it makes it hard to think.
All right. No firing. Peace talk. Now tell me who you are.
I'm a player, like you.
No, you're not. None of the other players talked to me. Anyway, you're on their side. I've been watching you.
They tried to surrender to you too. In Patel's shop, I heard you say they'd sent you a message.
You're not the fat one who looks as though he could do with a bra, are you?
No, listen.
The black one who looks like an accountant.
No, look.
Oh, no, not the skinny skinhead with the big boots and the pointy head.
No. I'm the one who kind of hangs around and no one notices much.
Who? I didn't see anyone.
Right, that was me.
They surrendered to you?
Yeah.
Anyway, they can't surrender. It's a game.
Well, they did, Kirsty.
I hate that name.
I've got to call you something. What do you call yourself?
If you tell anyone else, I'll kill you.
I'm used to being killed.
I don't mean just kill you. I mean really kill you.
Oh, all right. What's your name?
Sigourney. Bluffing!
I'm not. It was a stifled sneeze. Honest. No, it's a good name. Very appropriate.
Look, we can't be in the same dream. That can't happen.
We could find out. Where do you live? I know you live in Tyne Avenue or Crescent or somewhere.
Kirsty Moody, the Swiss Chalet, 18 Tyne Avenue, Chipping, St Anne's, Bloomington. Look, the Screelies! We're going to be in range soon.
Oh, the whole fleet.
So what? Dying's easy.
I know. It's living that's a problem.
So what do you have in mind?
I don't know. I just don't want any Screelies to get killed.
Why not?
I just don't, okay? I'm going to try and talk one more time. Someone must be listening.
Nerdy idea.
I'm not much good at the other kind. Don't shoot! Don't shoot!
Idiot! Dodge and dive! No, a lot.
That was close.
Yes, yes, yes!
What the?
You've got fighters on your tail now. Save mankind! You can't even save yourself.
Moody, Moody. Please don't let there be one more Moody in this phone book. Ah, here we are. Swiss Chalet, Tyne Avenue. Of course, nobody will be in. I'll get the answer machine. I hate answering machines. I like to pretend to be a calling machine.
I am a calling machine.
Hello.
Yes?
What?
Who's that?
Oh, I'm sorry.
Yes?
It's Sigourney. Kirsty there, please.
Who shall I say it is?
A friend. I don't think she knows my name.
You're a friend and she doesn't know your name?
Please.
Oh, hang on. Kirsty Poppet, it's for you, darling.
Thanks, Mum. Yes, who's that?
You're Sigourney. You fly really well, and we died together yesterday.
You're him?
Real. You're real. I wasn't sure you existed.
I wasn't sure you existed.
I've got to talk to you. I mean, face to face.
How do I know you're not some sort of maniac?
Do I sound like some sort of maniac?
Yes.
All right. Apart from that.
All right. Come round.
This is my bedroom. Don't worry, my parents are very liberal.
What's wrong? Nothing. Just expected to see more, you know, soft toys.
Soft what?
Toys. You know, in a girl's bedroom, fluffy squirrels. This rifle winner certificate is very interesting.
Fluffy squirrels? Do you know I have an IQ of 165?
Is that good?
What do you think?
I thought it might be. Look, I just want to save the screen.
Why?
Because I've got a responsibility. But the captain's been, oh, I don't know, locked up or something. There's been some sort of mutiny. There's the gunnery officer. He's behind it. But if I could just get her out, she could probably turn the fleet around.
She?
Look, I thought you might be able to help. But if the Screewee are just dots in a machine, then I'd better go.
You said she. You mean the captain's a woman?
A female, yes.
But you called the gunnery officer he.
That's right.
That's typical. He probably resents a female being better than him. I get that all the time. Look what happened to me in the chess club.
What happened to you in the chess
club? Can we get onto the Screewee flagship?
I don't think so. I'm always on a starship. I think things have to look like what they do on the screen.
And we don't know what the flagship looks like on the inside.
Sigourney?
Yes?
No, I meant this Sigourney, the real one. That poster on your wall of the alien made me think of her.
So?
You want to get inside the ship and run along the corridor shooting Screewee, don't you?
Tactically, it might make sense.
You can't!
That's stupid. How do you expect to win without killing the enemy?
I don't want to win. I just don't want them to lose.
You really are pathetic. How could anyone go through life expecting to lose all the time?
Well, I've got to, haven't I?
I'm sure you both like some tea. I brought you up some macaroons.
Yes, Mother.
Have you found out your friend's name now?
John Maxwell.
Mother, we were talking.
You can always watch television downstairs if you'd be more comfortable.
Mother!
Shall I open a window? There's a funny smell in here.
Mother!
What?
Goodbye.
Oh, yes.
She dithers a lot. I've tried to cure her. Comes of getting married at 20. She has a complete lack of ambition. Now, we won't be able to fight all the players when the Screewee get back into game space.
No, there's not enough missiles.
Are you all right? You're ill. You look so thin. When did you last eat?
I don't know. I had something last night, I think.
Last night? What about breakfast and lunch?
Oh, well, you know, I kept thinking about...
You'd better drink your tea and eat a macaroon. Phew, when did you last have a bath?
Ages ago. I don't like disturbing the spider.
What?
Nothing. We dream our way in.
You're swaying.
We dream our way in onto them ships.
But we don't know what it looks like inside.
And so we decide what it looks like and dream it.
What does it look like?
I don't know. The inside of a starship. Corridors and cabins and stuff like that. Nuts and bolts and panels and sliding doors. When we've got to sleep, I mean, when I go to sleep, I try and wake up in the ship.
How?
By concentrating.
You don't look capable of concentrating. You look terrible.
I'll be all right.
Look out! Oh.
Johnny!
Where am I?
You appear to be under my bed.
I'm on your ship.
Yes.
Right, yes.
I knew I could do it. Perhaps you'd like to stand up.
Oh, yeah, right. Now, let me see. What's that up there?
It's a grill. It's where the air comes from.
Right. Well, we've got to get it open before something dreadful happens.
We're imprisoned. What more can happen that is dreadful?
Have you ever heard of the name Sigourney?
No, but it sounds a lovely name. You need to stand on something to reach the grill. Who is this Sigourney?
Well, she can dream her way here as well. There's going to be trouble.
How is that?
Come on. I can see the pictures she's got on the walls.
What of?
Aliens.
She takes a close interest in alien cultures, then.
Yeah. Now, let's get this grill off.
You're stepping on a bed! In my culture, there is no greater insult than to step on someone's bed.
Great, the bolts are loose.
Possibly all egg-bearing people share the same reverence for the bed.
Typical. The last one's a bit stiff.
Bed stepping, whatever next. Smiling, I shouldn't wonder. The ultimate insult.
Why, that shifted it.
Screamy teeth are normally only shown to those we are about to, shall we say, eat. There is nothing more aggressive to a screamy than a smile.
Great, it's coming out. Watch out below. Sorry. It bounced off the bed. Was that your foot?
Don't worry, I have another.
Okay, right then. Let's take a look. Oh, that's quite a shaft. Do you know where it goes?
No, but I would be happy to leave.
There's no one answering.
I think he said something about his father working late or something.
The doctor says he's very run down.
What's that stuff the doctor gave him?
She said it would make him sleep. 12-year-old boys need a lot of sleep.
This one does.
No one there. Kirsty Poppet, are you sure he's all there?
He's all there. I'm not sure he's all here. Stop. He's certainly
alien.
All there.
Aliens don't get stuck in air ducts.
I'm sorry. It occurs to me that possibly I'm the wrong kind of alien. I can go backwards, but I am forwardly disadvantaged.
Do you know where we are?
No!
I saw a film once where there was this alien that was crawling around inside the spaceship's air duct, and it could go anywhere it liked.
Doubtless it had a map.
Doubtless. It's downhill from here as well. Look, what would happen if I gave you a shove?
Whee! What would happen if you gave me a shove? Do not move!
Oh, no, God! Look, don't shoot. See, I'm a friend. I even smile nicely.
Do not smile! A smile is what we do before we attack!
Help!
That was excellent.
Extraordinary. That is the first time in the history of the universe that a human foot has come into contact with a screamy jaw.
This is a friend of mine.
Ah, Sigourney, I think. But is she a friend of mine?
Sorry I'm late. I had a bit of trouble getting to sleep. By the way, the last time I saw you, you were looking really cute. In my brother's pyjamas.
Plonker's gym jams.
What is Plonky gym jams?
Infinity won't be quite long enough to explain.
Well, I don't know about you, but I'm ready to kick butt. Go ahead, slime monster. Make my starting.
You're too late. I've taken a fleet back to where we belong. This time we will fight. We will fight the mother of all battles.
What is that pink, scaleless, blobby being by your side? This is the chosen one!
Pleased to meet you!
We must fight for the honor of the screaming! That is what we are for!
Captain! Look! Behind the control console!
Dead?
Dead screewies!
You've been killing screewies!
You
tried to stop me.
Look at the captain. Her skin's turning yellow. Is she frightened?
No, angry. Very angry.
Yes! I understand.
Human fighters closing in.
We've got to do something.
Boy,
get out! This captain must be dead. I'll be back.
Stop him! Don't let him get away.
He can't go anywhere. I can deal with him later.
Johnny, can't you turn the ship around and head for the border again?
Me? I can't fly this thing.
Why not? It's your dream.
What do you mean?
Look at that control. What is it for?
How should... It's the main engine thrust. How did I know that?
It's your world too. It's in your head.
Come on, Johnny. Be a winner. Think of them all. All the game players in their bedrooms. All around the world. Killing time between tea and homework. Waiting to kill Screwy. All those fingers on all those buttons.
Only you, Johnny! Only you!
What's this thing again? Main engine thrust. Right.
What are you doing?
Flying! Isn't that what you wanted?
Yes, but straight to the human ships.
Nearly up to speed. Control that lets the ship steal all the others as well!
Yes, but you're heading straight for the players!
Something I learned from you!
Turn around!
Not this time! This loser's not for turning! Besides, there isn't time!
So, what's it to be, Wobblemy, old lad? Ah, only you can save mankind. Yes, let's give that a whirl and see if the virus is cleared up. Stand by for empty space. Ships. Hundreds. Hundreds of ships. Getting bigger and bigger. Filling the screen. Coming straight for me.
Very bad. Our engines are not designed to run at this speed. They could break down at any moment.
Why do you look so happy? We're in terrible trouble.
Oh, nothing. I just thought I saw someone I recognised. You know, as we flash past.
Why have all the lights come on out there?
They're the ships of the fleet. The commanders will want to know what's happening.
Tell them to hold on to something. And tell them they're going home.
All right, let's try it again. And nothing. Empty space. Nothing in front of me. Nothing behind.
They're following us!
I'm pretty sure we can outrun them.
How sure?
Pretty sure.
Captain, have we got rear guns?
Yes. They can be fired from here on the bridge. But we should not do that. We have surrendered.
I haven't. Which one fires the guns?
The stick with the button on top.
Feels good to be armed again. Now, where are they? Yes, they're coming right down our tailpipe. This is going to be really easy.
Yes, it is, isn't it?
What do you mean?
Just dots in the middle of a circle. It's easy. Bang. Here comes our high score. Bang. You're dead.
Why do you have to spoil everything?
Captain, we are approaching something strange. Help me to the viewing panel.
What is it?
It's the border.
The border? Beyond it, they're safe.
But it's ridiculous. Out here in space, thing like that, it can't be natural.
Who knows? This is game space.
But it's still a long way off.
Missiles? You should have let me...
Listen.
I can't hear anything.
That's because something is making a lot of silence.
The engines have stopped.
They've probably melted.
Oh, we've still got momentum. We'll keep going. We'll cross the border.
How big is that thing?
It must be huge.
There are stars beyond it.
But not our stars. That's one place humans can't go. Like a black hole. We'll never get out.
Never? What, like dying?
Like limbo. Never dying. Never getting back. Like being stored. Like a piece of info you saved on a PC and then forgotten about.
Just under all these funny stars.
Without engines, we cannot turn the ship around. I'm sorry. You were too keen to save us.
The border's getting closer.
At least the screamers will make it.
I'm sorry.
Well, I'm not. Come on.
Where are you going? And why are you taking that laser gun?
To the escape capsule.
What escape capsule?
Yes, indeed, there is no such thing.
There can be if you want there to be. You said the game was made up of things we know. Well, I know it will be right down there under the ship. It's my dream as well. Believe me, there'll be an escape capsule. Come on.
Thank you.
I haven't done much, really.
You never thought of yourself. You tried to work things out. You made choices. And I, too, I think, chose well.
Thanks, Captain. It's difficult to hug a screamer, but here goes.
How strange you humans are. To have both guns and hugs.
Come on, we've got to go.
Oh, goodbye.
Perhaps we shall meet again.
Oh, I hope so. Wait for me.
Come on, then.
We'll be there. Don't worry.
You're really into this, aren't you?
Down this ramp. Come on. Now, we can't have much time.
The escape capsule could be anywhere on this ship.
No, it couldn't. There. See? What did I tell you?
Captain speaking. To all crew members, we have 10 minutes until we reach the border.
The ramp's descending.
I know. I pressed the switch on the landing leg to make it happen.
Oh, right. Come on.
Hang on. Look, think about it.
Think about what? Oh, yeah. You're thinking we haven't seen the gunnery officer lately.
And?
You're thinking he'll be hiding in the escape capsule somewhere. This is your dream, and that's how your mind works.
Only I'll be ready for him. Come on, I'll keep us covered.
Don't point that thing in my direction.
Have you looked up?
Why?
In the films, the aliens always drop on their victims from above.
Just when the poor suckers think they're safe, so you think.
Could be. I'll count three. We jump back, and I'll do the business.
Kill it?
If necessary. Now, one, two, three. Right, you mother...
Nothing. He's not up there.
Shh. Check that storage locker.
All right. You see? Empty.
Well, he could have been in there.
Oh, yeah, sure. Admittedly, he'd have to cut his arms and legs off, then curl up really small. But he could have been in there.
All right, he's not here.
Might be. We haven't checked under the seat cushions yet.
Captain speaking. All crew members. 8 minutes to the border. Repeat.
Right, time you weren't here, I'll pipe.
You see aliens everywhere, don't you?
What's that supposed to mean?
Nothing, nothing, just a thought.
Ramp coming up.
Put the screen on.
Why? I want to start a countdown.
And I want to say goodbye to the captain.
Right.
They're human scum.
The gunnery officer.
Run and hide or die in the mother of all explosions.
Where's the captain?
She will be dealt with.
No! Put the ramp down.
Don't be stupid. The border is only a few minutes away. The captain will have to take her chances.
Put the ramp down.
That's what the captain would say if you asked her.
But I can't ask her, can I? Put the ramp down, please. If I don't do this, then I'll be a loser all my life. You understand, don't you?
The gunnery officer will be waiting for you.
Fine, I'll take this. Which bit is the trigger?
That is stupid.
Scared?
Me? I'll take that. I'm used to weapons. You'll only make a mess of it. Come on.
nobody here.
Stupid!
Hang on. Over there. It's the captain.
Is she dead?
Captain.
Chosen one. Not much time left. He attacked me from behind. He's going to blow up the ship. Power plant.
Is she all right?
I don't... Sigourney, behind you! Leave her alone!
Ah, chosen one, you disgrace your race and mine.
Pick up the gun, it's for you!
Right.
You, chosen one, ah, shoot me. You can't. You're weak like a cat, and that is why you want peace. The strong never want peace.
Don't come any closer.
Shoot! Shoot!
You cannot.
Keep back.
At least the other humans won't fight.
I don't want to, but...
But you talk and talk. You do anything rather than fight.
Why do people like you never listen?
You... save mankind!
If not me, who else?
Yes, but me, in cold blood!
No, my blood's never cold.
You shot him?
Yeah, I shot him. I wish I hadn't. He was alive. Now he isn't.
Go! Go! You saved mankind! Now save yourself!
Come on, you are!
Can you? What am I saying? You probably won medals!
Less than a minute to the border!
Run!
Hang on! I'm not belted in properly yet!
10 seconds to the border!
What? They go! Go, go, go!
Made it just.
Turn us around. I want to watch them go through.
Me too.
There they go.
Do you really think they've got a planet to go to?
They think so.
When the gunnery officer died, I didn't feel like cheering.
The important thing to remember is, it's not a game. None of it. Even the games.
Do we have to die to get home?
You can get back to Earth if you win.
Look at that border. Ridiculous.
Magnificent.
I mean, huge words hanging there in deep space, miles high. And what do they say?
Game over.
In the final episode of Only You Can Save Mankind, Johnny was played by Tim Smith. The Screewee captain was Janet Dale and the gunnery officer Michael Angelis. Wobbler was Akbar Karim and the crew member Tessa Harrison. Yoles was Peter Dalton and Big Mac Michael Perestrello. Johnny's mother was played by Marion Kemmer, his father by Lawrence Rue. Kirsty was played by Natalie Moore and Kirsty's mother by Tina Gray. Other parts were played by members of the cast. Only You Can Save Mankind was directed at Pebble Mill by Brian Lighthill.